Thank you very much, and welcome back to Inside Agriculture, where we continue market analysis with the featured guest on AgriTalk yesterday, Dan Huber.
You know, and of course, the immediate reaction was a shock. You know, I think the unknown, what's going to happen. We don't know what the ramifications were. As is typical of markets, they got a bit ahead of themselves, you know, recognize that, you know, most of these things aren't necessarily going to have an immediate impact. Not to mention the inconsistency of, you know, is there going to be a tariff? Is there not going to be a tariff? I think I read the other day that just in the last, since the inauguration, there's been 85 different tariff announcements.
Oh man.
And somebody pointed out, you know, we're only 90 days into this presidency. And, you know, we've got a 90-day exemption on tariffs, you know, so yeah. How many more can we get, you know, how many more ins and outs can we do over the next 90 days? So it's, you know, and I think that's just where the market is. You know, we know there's a transition happening, or at least we suspect there's a transition happening, you know, not only on tariffs, but on global economic leadership, on is the dollar going to continue to be the reserve currency of the world? I mean, there's I'll just a lot of unknowns there. And yeah, we got ahead of the we jumped in the panic. We liquidated those who were unsure. Then I think the markets, you know, recognize that, Jiminy Christmas, this is the beginning of April. We've got an entire growing season ahead of us. We don't really know. Yes, we think there's going to be some negative impacts, medium term and certainly longer term when it comes to the effect of these tariffs, but that isn't today, you know, and again, I mean, there's still a certain amount of need that has to be met right at this point without a lot of alternatives. You know, granted, we know Brazil is going to dominate the soybean market moving ahead pretty quickly here, you know, then you've got the other side of the coin. All right, we've got fewer soybeans probably going to be planted this year. And again, I think the big, you know, for lack of a better word, Trump card is that weather's in front of us. We've got the entire growing season risk ahead of us. So, you know, we've got to get a little risk premium back in here again. Just in the whole panic of the whole situation, we've forgotten that we've got to plant a crop and we've got to go get through an entire summer. And, you know, we know what South America primarily or predominantly was going to produce. But yeah, it's, you know, even the reactions to the acreage report and the symposium in February, you know, we're somewhat muted because of all the other confusion out there. And I think now we're kind of balancing that out. Now, granted, the rally last week was bull spread. I mean, which is a good sign. You know, that's usually a pretty good indicator, but it looks like we're trying to kind of reshift that back a little bit here today. But, you know, when I look at the soybeans, I think, you know, why on earth would you want to be friendly old crop beans versus new crop? I mean, there's where you could build a little bull case story if there's any kind of a weather problem. But, you know, all of that said, it's going to have to be a weather problem. I mean, there's just really not much else out there that would actually be a positive driving force. So, you know, but, you know, here again, we're first of April, or middle of April. Everything's out in front of us. And, you know, how many years have we gotten by where there hasn't been some kind of a spoof or scare here or there? Right. So, you know, I had a speaking meeting about a month ago and said, you know, things don't look very rosy at this point in time, but now's not the time to panic. You know, we really reacted pretty harshly to the downside. You know, we've got a lot of time in front of us. So, have your pencil sharp, you know, do your homework and know where you need to get for profitability and wait for it at this point in time. You know, it's just, there was no sense panicking and liquidating to the downside when we don't do too much uncertainty out there. You know, I would probably put the money side first.
Okay.
You know, and again, I think that might have had a bigger influence in there. Corn, you can make a case that, yes, we've had a solid enough old crop demand that it made sense. And that if we are going to plant 94.7 million acres of corn, you know, it's pretty difficult to think that you want to be long in the back months versus the front. You know, really just the opposite situation, as we said in the soybeans. Sorry, I guess I'm having a little more difficult time with that one.
Market analyst Dan Huber on AgriTalk yesterday. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. We're taking one more quick break.